And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I just want to announce the results of this week's poll up on my website. I asked a very simple, multiple-choice question. Who had a greater influence on U.S. history? Was it Martin Luther King or Cesar Chavez? And by an overwhelming 92% to 8%, voters said that it was Martin Luther King, who had the greatest impact on U.S. history. I'll be putting up a new poll starting tomorrow on my website, brainstormingonline.com. I'll announce it on the air. You can take the poll, and then I will announce the overall winners on next Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is unintended consequences. Each of my guests is discussing the unintended results of their particular subject. My next guest is the leader of Strategic Power, a marketing consultancy. We'll discuss how to triple or quadruple profit using the 80-20 rule from her book titled Top Marketing Strategy. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Dr. Betsy Kruger was motivated by the 2008 economic crisis to do what she could to improve the world's prosperity one business at a time. Betsy has managed diverse marketing projects for many corporations. She's taught over 2,000 business students, and she's authored software programs and many articles for top academic journals in her career. As she searched the universal principles of business success, she remembered the various applications of the 80-20 principle. It was clear that the 80-20 principle had been the driving force for Betsy's success over the last 10 years. Betsy's life strategy was to target the best and ignore the rest. This principle predicts that the most profitable 20% of your customers generate 80% of your profit, whereas the other 80% represent only 20% of your profit. So welcome to the show. Joining us from Florida is Betsy Kruger. Welcome to the show, Betsy. How are you today?
Thank you, Billy. It's great to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. Now, we've all been taught the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So in business, this requires sort of an egalitarian approach to customers that you have to apply. You suggest, however, that this may not be the best business approach. Should a business owner treat all of their customers equally?
Let's start from the beginning with a golden rule. I actually teach my marketing students that marketing is the working out of the golden rule, in that if you respond to what other people want, they will be so happy that they will pay you for what you do for them. So, in other words, income measures your service to other people's needs.
Okay.
So now you're talking about egalitarian. We're all created equal, but some customers are much more valuable to your business than other customers. In fact, 20% of your customers bring in 80% of your profit.
Okay.
But other customers might be more valuable to a competitor. So if they're not really working out for you, you just help them go to a competitor.
Sort of help them go to the competitors. Now, that would make a lot of business owners very uncomfortable, Betsy.
I know, it really does, especially with this economic climate. They're so scared for their bottom line that they just want to keep every single customer they possibly can. But they don't realize that the bottom 20% of their customers actually generate 80% of their complaints. And they are complaining about prices and service, and they're just so very difficult to please that why bother pleasing them? Let them go to a competitor. And when you focus on your top customers, the most profitable ones, and find others just like them, you will actually quadruple your profit.
All right, well, that's a worthwhile goal. Everybody wants to quadruple their profit. I want to come back to your system and talk about how we identify those other customers just like our top 20%. But before we do, I want to challenge you a little bit, because your premise is all based on Pareto's principle, which is commonly known as the 80-20 rule. And this is where I'm going to challenge you. There's new evidence that supports a studies that have been done on the internet that suggests the rule is no longer the 80-20 rule. It's the 1-9-90 rule. On the internet, 1% of internet visitors are super loyal customers, and they represent the bulk of your business. 9% of internet visitors are loyal, but they represent only a small portion of your business. And 90% of internet visitors are just looky-loos and really don't generate any business at all. So how does this new data impact your basic premise?
Actually, it's been proven with America Online that those people using that service do split out into the 80-20 proportions. I don't know where they got their data or how it's perverted, but it's a universal law of nature. It's been proven out by mathematics, physicists, data for over 100 years. It is the point of stability. 20% of the inputs generate 80% of the outputs.
All right, so guys like Chris Anderson, who is the editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine, they've just got it wrong with the studies that they've done on the Internet.
If you would like any of your listeners, if they want to see that study in which they really looked at the people getting on the Internet, I think it was AOL, it did come out to be 80-20.
All right, my guess is Dr. Betsy Kruger. And we're talking about Top Marketing Strategy is her book, Target the Best and Ignore the Rest. So let's get into the heart, really, of what you talk about, Betsy, and that is identifying and targeting your best customers. Give us how would a business today go about identifying and targeting their best customers? What are some steps that we could use?
You can do a customer survey, but most small business people actually know who brings in the most profit. In other words, who are their loyal, heavy users? And then you try to find others that have the same demographic or psychological characteristics and bring those into your company, and then you will quadruple your profit. But you can't waste your time trying to please the other customers because you won't have time left over to prospect for highly profitable customers.
All right. So prospecting for new profitable customers, by definition, means you're going to be taking that customer away from somebody else. And studies have shown that it's 7 times more expensive to attract a new customer than it is to retain and try to spread your sales or get your existing customers to buy more from you. So talk to me. Once you've identified the demographics, the psychographics of a potential new customer, how do you go about wrestling them away from whoever it is they're doing business with now?
When your marketing plan, your top market strategy, actually provides them exactly what they want, that really delights them, so their iconic brand really becomes part of their persona, they will love to deal with your company. The other customers, okay, it takes 7 times more marketing efforts to attract new customers, but once you really delight them, they will stay with you forever. While the customers that are just keep complaining about your price and trying to return merchandise and just, you know, using up too much of your time, you don't want to deal with them.
All right. Well, let's use, if we can, a real-world practical example, Betsy, of that. Let's say I own an automobile transmission repair shop, not particularly a glamorous business by any stretch of the imagination, and I've identified who my most profitable customers are. And it turns out in this case that my most profitable customers are other auto dealerships who need transmission work done for their cars. Okay.
Sure.
Automobile, you know, dealerships, fairly limited number of people that are out there. How would I go about attracting other automobile dealerships that maybe are not using my services today? Certainly, they're small. It's a small enough world that they would know that I exist. How would I get them to come over and start using me instead of whatever shop they're currently using?
First, you look to see what makes your heavy users be delighted by your services. And perhaps it's fast turnaround and guaranteed results that they can really count on you doing your job and interacting well with the various dealerships. And when you discover what it is that brings them to you, then you can use that same message going to the other dealerships and show why your shop does so much better than the others. And, of course, there's a lot of transmission work that needs to be done so that the volume will increase. And those dealerships that just keep nickel and diming you and just never seeming to be happy, you just don't bother servicing them. You say you've chosen to not work with their dealership.
So you fire those particular dealerships, you fire those particular customers.
Yes.
All right, my guest is Dr. Betsy Kruger, author of the book, The Top Marketing Strategy, Target the Best and Ignore the Rest. So coming back to what makes you unique, what makes you special, and let's stay with the automobile transmission shop if we can for just a minute.
Let me correct you on the name of the book.
Yes.
Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I had that wrong. I'm glad we got that clarified, because people who are looking for it on Amazon want to know absolutely what the right title is. So thank you for that correction. But let's go back to the example that I gave with the automobile transmission shop. They have maybe 3,000 customers that they've dealt with at least one time or another over the last 6 years. So they identify who their top players are. Now, what do we do? How do we find out what differentiates ourselves from the rest of the pack?
It's a matter of inquiring with your loyal heavy users as to what attracts them to your shop, what really delights them with your business. And once you've discovered what it is, and I'm just speculating that it's fast delivery and quality work, then you can get a greater volume proportion of their work and then get their partners. Lots of dealerships have other partners that might want to work with you, and the referrals can bring in more customers.
All right. Now, you in the book lay out a pretty simple sales strategy based on the old 80-20 rule of how you would go about doing that prospecting. Take us through that sales strategy. It's very straightforward.
Okay. Now, we've got to realize it isn't just about sales. We're talking about the entire marketing strategy. But just to make it really simple, let's say that you're a salesman and you work 5 days a week, and one day of the week you service your top customers, and the other 4 days of the week you can either go fishing and get 80% of your revenue or profit, or you can go fishing for new prospects that are just like your top 20%. And across the board, people want to go after even more profit. I have an acquaintance named Robert Iacco, who has a company called Trust Point Insurance, and it's a conglomerate of various insurance agencies that he's combined. And he did focus on the top 20% in all of these other insurance agencies, and they took away the customers, the bottom 80%, and just automated their interactions with them. And lo and behold, the commissions for the salespeople, he increased from 20 to 25%, and they got not just four times more commission, but they got five times more commission. Same way with sales revenue. And then with profits, it wasn't quite quadrupling because, of course, they had to pay out the higher commission rate. But it worked out just beautifully with Trust Point Insurance.
Well, that's a great example. My guest is Betsy Krueger. So, Betsy, let's talk about the second part of that. They focused on their top 20%, and then they automated the bottom 80%. So how did they go about automating that, or not in essence firing those bottom 80%, but making their life simpler? What were some of the steps that they involved there? Because I'm sure there are listeners listening to the sound of our voice who would love to be able to automate 80% of their customer work.
You just take all your customers and figure out which are your loyal heavy users, the top 20% and the 80%. The other ones, you automate your interactions with them. And we all know what automation on the phone is like or over the websites. We deal with that all the time. But the top 20%, you delight them. You give them exactly what they want, so you're feeling very confident of their insurance services. And they will be so pleased that they will refer their friends to your company. And lo and behold, you will then quadruple your profits.
My guest is Dr. Betsy Krueger. She's the author of the book, Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. And I'm fascinated about firing the bottom portion of, or firing some of your customers. Talk us through, what would it be like? How would one go about firing some of their customers in a diplomatic way, maybe turning them over to a competitor? What does that look like in practice?
Let's talk about Harley-Davidson. I'm from Milwaukee originally, and they, in 1981, were almost bankrupt, and some of the employees and the Harley-Davidson, Willie G, bought back the company, and they looked at their customer base and realized that some of the bikers were very loyal, heavy users. You know, they have several Harleys in the garage, and their whole life is centered around it, and they love to socialize with other Harley guys. So then Harley-Davidson started a top market strategy in which they delighted those people. It became iconic. It became such a personalized image. People just lived the Harley life and wore Harley outfits and they customized their bikes and went to Harley rallies and all that stuff, hog parties, Harley owner groups. But they discouraged the other customers. They had high prices and slow delivery. And as a result, the buyers that weren't really loyal to the Harley image, you know, the Hells Angels types of bikers, they just fell away. They didn't want to have self-monitoring of the parties. The image of Harley is much more of an, you know, they love the bikes, but they aren't the rebel types of the Hells Angels.
And that just let them drop away through attrition. Yeah. My guest is Betsy Krueger, author of the book Top Market Strategy, Applying the 80-20 Rule. Betsy, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can go to my publisher, which is BetsyKrueger.com. Goes right to the publisher. It's a college publishing company. It's actually used in colleges to teach business students how to lead their companies to have four times more profit. They really teach it in marketing and strategy classes. And it walks you right through how to do that. So BetsyKrueger.com. If you want to see me teaching from the book, go to segmentmarket.com. I have three videos. And also, you'll see where it appears in press and on other radio shows, segmentmarket.com.
That is great, Betsy. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, excellent. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.